Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Yudalad. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad, Amud Beis, 13 lines from the foot of the page with the words Yavama Yavoi Aleha. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Yavama Yavoi Aleha, Zubia, Barakholai Leisha, Zumaima. We have a Pasuk in reference to Yibum in Dvorim Per Kofei Pasuk Hei, where it says, her brother-in-law will come to her, and this is a reference to having marital relations, and take her to her himself as a wife, and this refers to Mama, where her brother-in-law is betrothing her with money. Yochol k'shem she'habia goymeres ba, kach yehi ha'maima goymer ba. One might think, just as marital relations completes the full act of marriage with her, so too for Maima. Talmud loyma, the Braisa says, v'yivamoy, ira k'aparsha kula li'yibum habia goymeres ba, v'en ha'mama goymer ba. The Pasuk then says, and he will perform Yibum with her. Only marital relations can complete a Yibum. See, even though Maima does take her as a wife, relations are always still needed in order to complete the marriage. So the Gemara asks the question, Im Kain, Ma Moel Ba Maima, what is the purpose of Maima, if that's the case? La Isra Ala Achim, it is capable merely of making her prohibited to do Yibum with one of the other brother-in-laws. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ha Maima, Oi Koina, Oi Loi Koina. According to Reb Shimon, it is doubtful whether the act of Maima makes an acquisition or not. Ask the Gemara on the Baisa, my time at Reb Shimon, what is the reasoning of Reb Shimon that he's doubtful as to the validity of Maima? Yevama yavo aleha, zu abia, v'lo k'raloi le'isha, ze ha'maima. K'shem she'abia goymeres ba, kach yeh ha'maima goymer ba. Either he learns, like we said before, that Maima does acquire but not fully, or yevama yavo aleha, or it could be that he learns that her brother-in-law will come to her means only through relations he can acquire her, but Maima does not achieve anything min ha-Torah. However, Reb Elazar ben Arach amar, ha-Maima koine kinyan gomer bi-Yavama. Reb Elazar ben Arach learns that Maima makes a complete acquisition of Yavama. Ma-Taima de Reb Elazar ben Arach, what is the source for his din? V'lokh roloi le-Isha. Hoyehu kekidushi isha, ma kekidushi isha koinim kinyan gomo biyavoma, afamama koine kinyan gomo biyavoma. The Pasuk says, and he'll take her to himself as a wife, and therefore it's just like regular kiddushin of a woman, just as regular kiddushin will make a complete acquisition of yavoma, so too, mama makes a complete acquisition of yavoma. Ask the Gemara, ezu mama biyavoma, what is the act of mama by yavoma, how is it performed? He says to her, you're betrothed to me with this silver or equivalent. Rabbi Yitzhak asked the question, why did the Mishnah not list earlier that her friend's chalitza is a third way that a yavama could acquire herself? Meaning if a man would die with two wives, if his brother performs chalitza on one wife, the other wife now automatically becomes free. So isn't that an additional way that a woman can become free? Chazava Amar, he retracted the question because he said, Mataninim b'chalitza, loy chalitzasa, v'acha ben b'chalitzasa, ben b'chalitza z'chaverta. When the Mishnah listed chalitza as the way the woman acquires herself, did it not also include her friend's chalitza? And the Gemara asks the question, V'hataninan b'viyah islach meima ben b'viyasa ben b'viyas chaverta. The Mishnah also taught the case that the Yavama is acquired through having marital relations. Could this possibly be referring to both when she or her friend had relations? Or on the contrary, when her friend has relations, this actually exempts her from Yibam. And the Gemara concludes, Masnisa b'Yavama achas ma tzvichalei b'shtei Yavama. It's rather the Mishnah is referring to a case when there's only one Yavama and not two. And we continue now on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, the end of the 8th line, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shifcha Charufa b'ma hi koina et atzma lefoitra min ha-malkus v'lavoy alea min ha-asham. How does a betrothed slave woman acquire herself in order to exempt herself from a malkus, from lashes, if she would commit adultery, and from the adulterer becoming liable for a korban asham, a guilt offering? Pshita she'ina yotze beget. Certainly she does not leave through a get. The Amra B'chia B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Misha Chetzev Eved V'chetzev Ben Choyrin, Kiddush Isha, Ein Choshishin L'Kiddushav, U'dekavasa, Girish Isha, Ein Choshishin L'Girushav. We know certainly she does not leave through a get, because B'chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, if someone's a half slave and half a free man, if he would betroth the woman, his Kiddushin is not valid, and similarly if he divorced his wife with a get, it would also not be valid. Pshita she eina yotze beget. And it's also obvious that she does not leave a get from the following proof. The Amr B'yosi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tirgim Akilas Ager, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that in front of Rabbi Akiva, Akilas, whose unklus the ger, translated into Aramaic the following pasuk in Vayikra, in Perk Yotes, in pasuk Chof. Vehi Shifra Necherefes Leish, Bekutusha Lefnei Ish. In the pasuk that said, and she's a slave woman who's betrothed, Necherefes, to a man, he explained it to be in Aramaic, and she's a slave woman, Bekutusha, which means crushed, before a man, means she already had relations with a man. But if she was still a virgin, if someone had relations with her, he would not be liable. And similar to the pasuk Kemadat Ama in Shmuel Beis in Perk Yud Zayin in pasuk Yud Tes, similar to that pasuk that says Vatishtach Alav Harifois, and he sprinkled upon it some crushed groats, which is Harifois. Now groats are physically changed by crushing. Similarly, this slave woman had been physically changed because she'd already had relations. Now we can prove from here that kiddushin by itself would not cause an adulterer to become liable. So too, divorce alone would not send her out. Amar Bchia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kein pirsha Rabbi Blaza be Rabbi Shimon lifnei chachomim. Rabbi Bchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi Blaza, the son of Rabbi Shimon, also explained the pasuk in the same way before the chachomim. Dehi shifcha necharefes leish b'kutush lifnei ish k'madateima b'soy charifos ba'eli. Means, and she's a slave woman betrothed necharefes to a man. Meaning, and she's a slave woman, Bekutusha, means crushed before a man, and it's similar to the pasuk that says in Mishle, in Perek of Zayin, pasuk of Beis, and if you will crush him with a pestle. Well, now clarifies, what was the question of Rishmol Barab Yitzchak? Moshe Tikne Adzma B'Mitzis Rabba U'Rahashlim Shesh. Could a Shifra Knainis acquire herself through the death of her master, or after 6 years, as we find in the laws of an Amme Vriya? And the Gemara asks back, Masvichele. According to who is the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak asking this question? Could Rabbi Akiva? Is he asking according to Rabbi Akiva? Do Rabbi Akiva omar b'shechetzi ha-shifra b'chetzi b'aschoyuin b'moreses levin ha-choyuin ha-kosim b'dabe? According to Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk that talks about a shifra necharefes, a betrothed slave woman, is referring to a woman who is a half slave woman and half free, who is betrothed to a free man. Now according to Rabbi Akiva, the death of the master certainly would not free her from the state of betrothal, because the half that he betrothed was the free half of her, not the half that was enslaved. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Baram k'Rabbi Shmuel svichele, it must be, therefore, that he's asking according to Rabbi Shmuel, do Rabbi Shmuel omar, shifra k'nanis hanasur le'evad ivri ha'kosim adaber, that he holds that the Torah's case of a shifra necharefes le'ish is a case of a shifra Knainis, who was married to a Jewish slave. Now, even though it's a betrothal that's actually got its makar in the Torah, im nesui Torah hen, because the pasuk says in Shmois Chof Aleph, in pasuk Dalad, im adon av yitun loy isha, that if his master shall give him a wife, and we see from here that a Jewish slave could marry a shifcha Knainis, nevertheless, lo tzucha deloy mal shetikne atzma b'misas rabba u'b'hashlim shesh. Nevertheless, there's still a doubt as to whether she can acquire herself upon the death of the master or the completion of the 6 years of the Jewish slave's servitude. Because the master married them off, maybe his death will dissolve this betrothal. Ukamanda Ama ein Eved Ivri, Oved et Hayorish, and is also going to be asked only according to the opinion that says that a Jewish slave does not serve the inheritor of his master upon the death of the master, otherwise, of course, there will be no question. And the Gemara does not answer this question, it leaves it unanswered. And we now start with a new Mishnah. And we are on Daf Hei Amud Aleph in the Yerushalmi, in the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Eved Ivri Nikna Bekesef Rishtar. A Jewish slave is acquired through money or through a document. V'koines Atzmai B'shanim Uv'yovel V'goan Kesef. And he acquires himself with years, means having served 6 years of slavery, or through the arrival of the Yovel year, or through the reduction, Giroim, which means the redemption whose price is gradually reduced based on the number of years that the slave has already served. Yeseu alav ama evriya shi koines atzma besimonim. A Jewish maidservant also acquires herself with an additional method, which is that when she produces physical signs of adulthood, called simonim, two pubic hairs, then she will also go free. How nirtza nikne beritzia, the koines atzmai beyovel of mises ha'odoin, a nirtza which is a Jewish slave who agreed to extend his slavery beyond the 6 years until the yovel year, and in this case the master bores a hole in his ear, he's acquired through boring a hole, and he acquires himself through the arrival of Yovel, or through the death of the master. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek, Tezvav, Pasuk, Yud Beis, Ki imchala, ha'achicha, ha'evri, o'evriya, if your brother will be sold to you, a Jew or a Jewess, Hikish Ivriya Le Ivriya, the Torah compares a Jewish slave to a Jewish maidservant. Ma Ivriya Niknes Bekesev Rashtar, Af Ivri Nikna Bekesev Rashtar. Just like a maidservant is acquired with money or document, so too a Jewish slave is acquired through money or through a document. Nicha Bekesev, we understand the source that he can be acquired or she can be acquired through Kesev Dechsev. In Shmois Chof Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have a Pasuk that teaches us, Vyartza Chinam in Kosev, and she'll leave free of charge without payment. So we learn from there that a Jewish maidservant is acquired with payment. But Bishtar Minolan, but what is the source to say that a maidservant is acquired through a document? And the Gemara says, Ivriya Lemedim Baschirin, the Ivri Lamad Me Ivriya. A maidservant is learnt through a binyan av from the acquisition of a free woman, means marriage, and a slave is learnt from the maidservant also through a binyan av. And the Gemara says, a question, Nimsa Lamed Melamed. Akadon Krabi Akiva de Isle Lamed Menalamed. Krabi Shmal de Laisle Lamed Menalamed. How can we learn from a case that it itself was learnt from another case? Only Rabbi Akiva allows this, but Rabbi Shmal does not. Gemara answers, Ashkach Tani Rabbi Shmal Laha Milsa. There's a vice that teaches that Rabbi Shmuel learned slave from the case of a Shivcha Kleinis through a Gzeira Shava. The Pasuk says about a Jewish slave in Shemois, in Pas Perik, Chof Aleph, and Pasuk Beis, it says, Chofshi, he shall go free, and about a betrothed Shivcha Kleinis, the Pasuk says, Chofsha, all freedom has not been given to her. And that's in Vayikra, in Perik, Yotes, and Pasuk Chof. And the Gemara asks the question, B'chol atar leislei l'Rabbi Shmuel, Lamed ben Alamed v'hacha isle l'Rabbi Shmuel. Does Rabbi Shmuel usually not allow us to learn something that's another case itself? If over here he does, why does he allow it over here? And the Gemara answers, Tani la b'shem chacham. This brisa was authored anonymously. Ask the Gemara another question, Minan teisi l'Rabbi Shmuel. From where does Rabbi Shmuel learn that a Jewish slave is acquired with a shtar? If you don't want to use that brisa, so what is his makor? And the Gemara answers, Shiluach, Shiluach, Ma Shiluach Shenema La'alon B'shtar, Afkam B'shtar. We learn it through a Gzeir Shova, in reference to a regular wife, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek, Choftalad, Pasuk Aleph, and he sent her away from his house. And in reference to a Jewish slave, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek, Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Beis, and you shall send him away for free. We use the word Shiluach to teach us, just as a wife is sent away using a document, so too a Jewish slave. Ask the Gemara Lodamya, they're not comparable, because over there the wife is acquiring herself, but over here the slave is being acquired to others. Answer the Gemara, Amr of Matanya. Matanya answers, Mechira, Mechira, we make a different Gezeira Shava on the word Mechira. Ma Mechira Shinema Lalon Bishtar, Afkan Bishtar. Just like over there, there's a pasuk about a Jewish slave that says, in Dvarim, in Perek, Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Beis, if your brother will be sold to you, a Jew or a Jewess. And about a field, the pasuk says, in Vayikra, in Perek, Chofei, Pasuk, Chofei, and sells part of his ancestral heritage. And we learn from there, just as a field is acquired through a document, so too a Jewish slave. The Gemara asks the question, Ima la'alon b'chazoka, afkam b'chazoka. If that's so, that you're learning through a Gzeir Shava from a field, then just as a field could be acquired through taking possession, kinin chazoka, so too a Jewish slave. And therefore, the Gemara answers and rejects the whole Gzeir Shava and says, Am Rav Chiya ba'ada, hu Ivri, hu Ivriya. Rather, we have to say that a slave is compared to a Jewish maidservant to give him the same din, just like a maidservant is acquired through a shtar, a document, so too a Jewish slave. And the Mishnah taught the Kesev that a Jewish slave is acquired through money. And we now quote a pasuk, Ba'ya Kesev Mim Karoi, Bekesef hu nikna, vein nikna lebetura velebekelim. The pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Chofei, pasuk nun, and the money of his purchase. And we learn from here that he's acquired with money, but he can't give grains or utensils to acquire a Jewish slave. Ask the Gemara question: B'chol ata at avid shava kesef kekesef, v'hacha leif at avid shava kesef kekesef. Why is it in all other situations of the Torah views equivalents of money like money itself, like in the cases of marriage, redemption, paying damages, why over here do we not view monetary equivalents like the money itself? Amrabi Abba Mori Shnihi Shishina Olava Kosov Kesev Mikesev. The answer is, says Rabbi Abba Mori, the Pasuk in the following Pasuk in Pasuk Nun Aleph repeats the word Kesev to teach you it's only money itself that's allowed, but not a monetary equivalent. And the Gemara says, and adds, Arif, Rabbi Chiya bar Ada, Yoide, Shem Bikesh, Ligroya, Shem Gorevi, Yotze, Afila Batura, Afila Bakalim. But even Rabbi Chiya bar Ada would agree, though, that he could even use grains or utensils to pay Gira and Kesev the reduction of the redemption money. Am Rabbi Yudan, Avui, to Rabbi Matanya, Rabbi Yudan, the father of Matanya, said, Hada de Tema, Bashulay Asan, Domim, Avalim Asan, Domim, Bekesefu. It's only true that grains or utensils may not be used for an acquisition where they were not evaluated, but once they are evaluated, they are considered to be the same as money.